Aside from the halacha of shloshim yom kodem l'chag, beginning to learn the halacha, is refreshing oneself with the halachas pertaining to Pesach in the time period beginning from Purim. There's also more than that in actuality when it comes to the zman of shloshim yom, that is, Chazal saw this time period as actually the beginning of the season of Pesach, not the time to learn, a time where halachas of Pesach begin to kick in, and namely, the one which makes the biggest difference is going to the halacha of Bedikas Chametz. That specific scenario here is, let's say somebody decides he will be going away for Pesach. Certainly he's going away for part of Pesach, but even in the case where he'll be going away for the entirety of Pesach, and he leaves now, so if you leave prior to 30 days before Pesach, he'll be much more lenient. But if he leaves within the 30-day period, the chiv to go ahead and do Bedikas Chametz has already begun, and that being the case, even if he has no intention whatsoever of returning until after the culmination of Pesach, he's obligated to go ahead and do Bedika. Now we're talking about a case where his house will be open, all people will be there, or even if his house will not be used in actuality, but in practice might be available to be used. There is one exception to this rule. If one goes ahead and sells his house, if it's done properly according to certain conditions, one possibly would not be mechiv and bedikah. That would be the topic of later discussion, how one would have to go do mechira to absolve himself of the chiv bedikah. But barring the case of mechira to a goy of the entire house, one would have to go ahead and be bedik properly, even if one is leaving today, tomorrow, and be it as it may, well before Pesach, one has to go ahead and has a regular chiv, the rabbanon, to go ahead and do bedikas chametz. This chiv is just like the chiv of Leil Yudal. It has to be done with the same characteristics of the bedikah. It should be done at night, done with a candle. All the regular characteristics, how we deal with it, one should carry out as well with this bedikah. However, there is a machlokes nepaiskim, whether or not one should make a bracha on this chiv to do bedikah. L'mayis, since at the end of the day, it is a machlokes nepaiskim, the shabruah be alacha b'ayim tzarachim. Therefore, the general rule is, safek brachas v'hakel, even though there is a safek of a bracha, one should not go ahead and make the bracha. And therefore, you do the mitzvah, go ahead, be yais the mitzvah, but one should not make a bracha. Now, let's say somebody has a choice. He can either be Baidik himself now, okay, one of these days, or he can make a shliach. The shliach will go ahead, send someone to his house, and say, go ahead, the night of Yudalad, which is the primary, the real essence of the time of the chiyuv, is the night of Yudalad. Certainly more, even then, a level higher than the month before. That being the case, would it be ideal to go ahead and make a shliach later on, or is it better to go ahead and do it yourself? I saw this from Kamensky Paskins, other Paskim discussed different angles to this question. But Shmuel says it will be simple that since you see already that many Paskim hold you actually could make a bracha, if you see the chiyuv, according to those Paskim, certainly, one would have a full-fledged obligation even now. And that being the case, he says that one should certainly go ahead and do it himself and not rely on a shliach. All the more so because everyone knows that yourself, you do a job, you know, the job you do yourself is certainly much better than having somebody else, and trusting it to somebody else is always going to be a level less than what you yourself would do. An interesting Nafkimina brought down the question. What would happen as far as the thing with minig some people have, times in the various and Hagim, about putting out 10 pieces of chametz, you know, at the time of Bedika, should one go ahead and do that, even at this point, well before the Bedika's chametz? So really, it would depend on the rationale why one would put out 10 pieces of chametz. The Chag Yaakov says that the reason you put out 10 pieces is because once you know there's chametz there, your bedika goes into high gear, you're really looking for something real. And that being the case, that will inspire you to get out and look better, and that being the case, you'll find any possible chametz besides the 10 pieces, you'll look much better. That being the case, it'll apply equally even well before Pesach. However, the Rambam, which seems to be the primary reason Pesach can go with, that is that the reason why one should go ahead and put 10 pieces according to those that are naig, according to this minig, is because since there's a bracha made on the bedika, you don't want to go ahead and do bedika and not find anything. Perhaps it'll be a question of a bracha batala if you don't find anything, according to this mahalach. That being the case, it would only apply if one's actually making a bracha. As mentioned, since one is not making a bracha in this case, therefore, according to most paiskim, there's no reason to go ahead and put that out. That seems to be the skamas of paiskim. One should not go ahead and put out those 10 pieces. Kol's gain, where, you know, aside from not having any gain, is also potential damage in this case, because if you put out 10 pieces and you don't find them, you run a greater risk. So having a possible risk and no gain, it'd be better not to put them out at all if one is doing the bedikah early.